John Kohler with OKRod.com. I have another exciting episode for you. What you looking at, Paul? We're here with Paul Nisson, good friend of mine. We go many years back, and you know, we both got into raw foods for one specific reason. And many of you guys may not know Paul. He has his own YouTube show and a lot of videos that I tune into a lot and actually watch him. But many of you guys may not know him, so we're here today to actually ask him, hey, Paul, how did you get into raw foods, and why are you so passionate about teasing the message of eating a, you know, healthy plant-based diet?
Well, when I was 19 years old, I got diagnosed, actually 19 or 20 years old, I got diagnosed with inflammatory bowel disease, which is also known as ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease. And the doctors told me what I needed to do with the medication and the drugs, but I was experiencing so many direct effects. I don't say side effects. The direct effects, but they directly made me feel worse. So it wasn't working. And when the doctor said I'd probably have to cut out my colon if I didn't want to get colon cancer, I realized that this wasn't for me. And I found out that if I ate healthier, it would help my condition. The doctor told me there was no connection between diet and my condition. So since she was wrong about everything else, I figured there was. And then I found out about Hippocrates Health Institute in West Palm Beach, Florida, a world-class health spa which teaches people how to get better from diseases doctors have given up on by switching to a raw food diet. When I found that out, I asked my doctor if raw foods would be good for me, and she said, absolutely not. And when she told me that, I knew I was on the right path, and I started eating a raw food diet, and I got completely better. And you know, I wrote a book, I interviewed a lot of people, Brian Clement and other people, called The Raw Life. Just from my own knowledge at first, trying to learn, I figured I'd interview them. And then I said, this information needs to get out there. So I decided to put those interviews into a book. And it was my first of 8 books that I've written. And you know, that first book, The Raw Life, was written. I actually wrote it sitting by hand. I didn't have a computer then, in the World Trade Center. I worked on Wall Street. So I used to wait for my friend in World Trade Center and sit there and write it out. And I had a tape recorder, and I was writing it out. I was listening to the tape recorder of my interviews. And many people out there are a lot of books out there now, a lot of recipe books out there now. Back then, there weren't as many. There were a good amount, but not as many.
And mine, when did you write that book, Paul?
That was in 2000.
Wow.
And mine, you know, a lot of people now, they come up to me at these conferences and shows, and they say, you know, your book was the one with those boxing gloves. That was the first raw book I read, or that's what got me into this, and so on. So, you know, people, I don't know if they know about me, but they certainly know about my book and have read it. And it's not about me, it's about I want people to be healthier, and that's my passion. I know what it is to suffer from pain. You know, some people might be sick and not experience pain, but I experience pain every day when I had inflammatory bowel disease, and I don't want anyone to have to go through that. And that's my main goal, is to help people either avoid the pain if they don't have it and cure the pain if they do. And that's what I believe the raw foods and eating simpler will do. It'll help them, you know, learn what the pain is causing, what's causing it, and get rid of it. Because, you know, these raw foods are wonderful, and all these other things we can do for our health are very wise, but the real answer is health doesn't begin with what we add to our diet. It begins with what we eliminate. Eliminate what's causing the problem, and the problem will go away. You know, stress was a big part of my problem, and when I eliminated the stress, I started to get better. I eliminated my doctor, and the stress, there it went. And I am from New York, so let me clarify, I didn't like eliminate my doctor, I just stopped going to visit her. You know, I went on to write more books, and one thing I've done over the years is kept it simple. John and I got into eating a raw food diet. We had different stories, but a similar path on the way we got into it. Back then, it was very simple. Chocolate wasn't healthy back then. We had carob, and the sweetener of choice was either dried fruit or just dates, which is actually dried fruit. And we didn't eat that much of that. We just ate, you know, the fruits and vegetables, simple. Juicing was the most extreme thing we did. And now people are blending everything, and they're juicing stuff and putting it in a blender. They don't even know the difference. And, you know, I think me and John have to just help people understand, you know, that, you know, all these fun things people might do, if they want to have that fun, then make it be a little part of your diet. But grow your own food, eat the foods with the good nutrients in it, eat something green every day. And, you know, eat the fruit as natural as possible. Like I tell people, you know, if you're walking in a forest and you see a monkey eating some bananas in that tree, our natural instincts to say, those bananas look great. You know, we wouldn't say that monkey looks delicious. Well, it's not just with that. It's the same thing if we saw a monkey eating a raw food candy bar. We would say, you know, the bananas besides that monkey eating that candy bar looks great, not the monkey or the candy bar. But with advertising and marketing and all these sweeteners and drugs and everything else and caffeine they put into these things, people are being deceived to think that candy bar is healthier than the bananas. And that's not the case. I'd rather eat the leaves off the tree before I start eating those other things. And I've learned and changed over the years, but it's always brought me back to the same place I'm at now, is the message that John shares. It's a very similar message. I've experimented after being 100% raw for like 15 years. I've experimented with animal food and even going back to cooked food for a little while. And I could understand how for some people they want to add a little cooked food to their diet or even some healthy versions of animal products to their diet. For me, I had been doing raw for so long, I just felt the best energy-wise and clarity-wise, and just in general, I felt the best by what I'm doing now, and it's just keeping it simple. Like I said, I tell people at least 3/4 of your diet, raw food, and eat that first. So if you have a plate, 3/4 of your diet, 75% is raw, a salad or a fruit salad, before you eat the next thing on there. Do your best to follow food combining as well, but eat something green in your diet every day, and not green M&Ms, like a green leafy vegetable. If you can grow it, even better. From my experience and your experience, even if you're eating a raw food diet, even if it's organic, you cannot be healthy if you get 100% of your food from a supermarket or a health food store. You have to have something that's freshly grown, whether it's through a farmer's market or, especially even better, you grow it yourself, whether it's from a garden or sprouts from your refrigerator or your counter in your house. And it doesn't have to be that difficult. Keep it simple and don't get deceived by a lot of the people that are making it complicated. I wrote some books where we're interviews, and they don't have to be that big. The more interviews, the bigger it is. But how could somebody write a book, like a dictionary-sized book, about how to eat? It's not that difficult or confusing, but that's what's happening out there. So John asked me this little question and he got a big answer.
All right, Paul, so great. You know, so as you guys know, I have a similar path as Paul, and between us, we have over 30 years of experience eating a simple diet because we both had to heal from ills that brought us into this. And you know, so another thing I like to encourage you guys about is actually having a strong reason to do the raw foods. For both Paul and us, he was in a lot of pain and he had his ulcerative colitis and the Crohn's, whatnot, all similar, and he wrote a good book on that actually, so if you guys are needing healing from that, check out his book, number one book on that subject to heal naturally. And I had the spinal meningitis caused by the colamine deficiency. And you know, we both had to learn the right way to live, and this is what we both came up with. And Paul has been experimenting over time with, you know, and he still comes back to this same principle thing of eating fresh fruits and fresh vegetables as much as you could get. I know a lot of my viewers, Paul, might be wondering what you eat on a standard day.
What I eat on a regular basis right now, and it's what I did most of the years. I mean, I've drifted a little, but what I basically ate is as close to a natural hygiene diet as you can get, or how the animals would need to eat in nature. I eat my fruits as whatever's in season, as fresh as I can find it, and I make sure I get some leafy greens in every day. I used to really enjoy a big, nice salad, but I don't even eat the salad anymore. I just eat the greens right off the stem. And I give the stem, I'll either juice them or give them to somebody to juice. But I just eat the greens, either kale or spinach. I'll just have that, maybe follow it up with avocado and just fruit, and that's it. And I don't eat at nighttime. That was a big change I've made from when I first started. I used to eat all night long, just fruits and recipes and just even just easy. It's just all too late. But that's the biggest difference. But right now I'm eating very simple and really enjoying it. And I go through and make recipes on my website and show people exactly what I do, but it's not too much different than what you do.
Yeah, I mean, for you guys that don't know what I do, I mean, pretty much every day is pretty similar for me. Upon awakening, first thing I'll drink like about 32 ounces of water to get well hydrated, because that's very important. Then I'll work, and I'll work, you know, Paul knows, he'll work for hours, and I'll work for hours, and I'll just be working. I don't even know for how long, sometimes 3, 4, 5 hours, and finally I think, man, I'm kind of hungry now. So then I'll finally have my first meal 5 hours after waking up, after drinking the water. And my first meal will be either something like fresh fruit, whole fruit, usually a mono meal, I'll eat one thing till I'm satisfied and full, or I'll have like a green vegetable juice, or I'll have a green smoothie or a fruit smoothie. And that's pretty simple, pretty much similar to what Paul do. The next meal for lunch, once again, after I do that, I'll work for a whole bunch more hours, whether I'm gardening or on the computer or whatever. And then my next meal is the same thing. I'll either do fruit, a juice, or a smoothie. And if I did one for breakfast, I'll usually do a different one, you know, for lunch. And then finally for dinner, I'll have a nice, large, gigantic salad or a blended salad or some kind of soup like that.
One of the things that a lot of raw fooders out there are teaching today is we need to eat a lot of food or a certain amount of food. And I think that has to be individualized, and we can't say this same amount is best for everyone. From my experience, the healthier you eat and the more nutrient dense the food, the less you actually need, not more. So a lot of these people that are eating way too much, they might not be eating the best quality food. And I don't know each person, but I know we have to individualize it. And I know I don't require a lot of food. And to be honest, the main reason I eat is because since I don't eat at nighttime, I'll go the day without food. And I'm looking, it's getting late in the day and I don't want to eat at night. So I better get something in my body. Otherwise, I might be hungry later at night. So I might be at my desk and it might be 11, 12 o'clock. And I'd be thinking, I had my water, maybe I had a juice, but I didn't eat anything today. And I get so wrapped up in my work and I love it that I don't think about the food. And I'm not even hungry sometimes, but I think, look, if I don't eat now, I'm not going to have time to eat later because I don't want to eat too close to going to sleep. So I'll just try to get the food in my body in the afternoon or early mid-morning and so I don't have to worry about, okay, I didn't eat today, now I need to eat something at nighttime. But you know, I usually eat about in the winter when the days are shorter, about two times a day, and in the summer when the days are longer, three times, sometimes even four times if there's good fruit in season.
Good point, Paul. So another thing I wanted to really comment on was actually the quantity of produce that I eat now compared to the quantity I used to eat when I got into raw foods. I mean, when I got into raw foods, I got a standard American diet and I needed to eat a lot more volume of food to feel satiated, to feel full. And nowadays, as I've learned over increasing the quality of the food I'm eating and also just being more into raw foods and in tune with my body, maybe my body being more efficient at digesting the food I am eating, because it's not about what you eat, it's about what you absorb. You know, I've noticed that I need to eat, a lot less than what I used to eat. Has that been the same for you, Paul?
Definitely. Here's a great example. We're filming this right now and it's about 2:30. And I don't know what you ate today already.
Not much.
But as for myself, it's a little different situation. We're on the road here at this big event, and me and John were doing a juicing demo. So the only thing we really had access to was fresh produce, which is right up our alley. And I had today three apples and a couple of handfuls of kale. That's pretty much it. And I might have had a little flax cracker, a tasting of flax cracker. But other than that, that's it. Now, if I was home, I might have had more greens. Not too much different. And I'm going to see what else I can get before I go, but they just seem to have apples or bananas here, which is fine. You see, here's the key. When you eat like a monkey, you end up looking like a monkey. That's
it. Thank God I don't look like a monkey. I don't eat like one.
or you laugh like a monkey. Okay? But that's it, folks. You know, keep it simple. And, if you're walking down the block and you see two monkeys up in a tree that look like me and John, they're not monkeys. It's me and John. Actually, we do that. John comes out to Florida, and we climb the trees to get our coconuts, or we get big poles and cut the coconuts down.
So that's pretty much it, guys. You know, the main message today is that, you know, you want to have, number one, a reason to eat a healthy, plant-based, raw diet. Once again, for me and Paul, is because of our health, and whether you guys have a health challenge or you want to see your kids graduate or your kids get married or, you know, whatever, have a reason to do that, because it also motivates you and keep you on the track. Number two, keep it simple. You know, eat fresh fruits and vegetables, whether they're juice, blended, or whole. That's the best thing, and don't eat all the packaged stuff. And number three, you know, be concerned about the quality of the food you're eating. So if somebody wants to get a hold of you and learn more about your work, your videos, and your websites, how do they find you?
Well, my main website is www.healthwatchman.com. And from there, you can go to my web store and all my other YouTube pages and my videos and everything else, but healthwatchman.com.
So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Once again, my name is John Kohler with OKRod.com. We'll see you next time. And remember, keep eating your fresh fruits and vegetables. They're the best.
Have some juice for your body. It makes you feel good, just like you knew it would. It's free. To be like me and say it's free, it's for me. All right. If you want to pay, you'll walk away. But I got free juice for all of you. Because you need some juice for your body. Get some real food. No packaged candy bars. We got the real deal right here. Thank you very much. Buy a juicer.